One of the weirdest things about you guys using clanker as a slur is that you're trying to dehumanize robots, but at the same time, you're paradoxically humanizing them. I mean, think about it. We have plenty of derogatory terms for non-humans, like mongrel for dog or vermin for wild animals. And yet, nobody would say that those are slurs, even though we do generally agree that clanker is a slur. And that's because the idea of a slur requires a high degree of anthropomorphization in order to work. It's meant to insult a people group, so you first have to elevate the robot to near personhood before you can put it down. This is literally reflected in how clanker draws its power from analogy to the actual N-word, or how the similar term wireback comes from the slur for Mexican people. That implicitly places clanker on an equal footing with a human minority you don't like, which is already weird in and of itself. But now consider the alternative phrase cogsucker, which is also trending. That's clearly meant to be insulting, but it's not a slur because it doesn't equate itself with a specific kind of person. Same with the terms mongrel or vermin. They're demeaning to animals, but they don't claim to be slurs. So what you're actually doing with clanker is you're personifying AI just enough to treat it as subhuman. And I recognize that it's supposed to be a joke, but the more we mentally legitimize artificial intelligence as human, even subconsciously, the easier it is to believe in misinformation or fall into a loop of AI psychosis.